know, it would be a great idea to come to New York City on February 1st. That's a good idea. All of the people are gone. There's going to be no tourists.
Because
so it'll
it's
be a great time to come to New York.
Groundhog Day Eve, is that why? Everybody's off for Groundhog Day tomorrow, of course.
No, I just assumed when I made this trip up that it's after Christmas. Nobody's doing anything after Christmas.
Oh, right.
But then what I forgot was it's after Christmas, which means it's free.
Which means everybody goes, right?
Oh. I'm the world's biggest baby when it comes to warm air.
It's how cold is it? What's the high in New York City today, young Kevin?
39.
Woo!
Which isn't really
bad.
Oh,
that's pretty good.
Considering. And it was sunny, and still I hated it.
Sure.
I've spent over half my life in warm weather.
Yeah, in the Southwest here in lovely Los Angeles and Phoenix, Arizona. Yeah, I can't deal, man. There's no way I could retire out on the East Coast. I can't do it. I would freeze to death.
This city is unforgiving.
It's very unforgiving.
It's really just an ugly, ugly, unforgiving city.
Now you kind of see why I like it, why I felt so at home there, right?
Yes.
Except for the cold.
Everybody keeps to themselves.
Yeah, they're like...
And nobody wants to interact.
No. Ooh, and I love it.
And everybody's got some place to go.
Yep, get out of the way.
Yeah, it's a great place to visit, but not necessarily now.
Yeah, I do love it, but not in the weather. Not the weather ever. Blah.
Coming up on today's show, we have Gimme Five. We're going to do Ozzy or Black Sabbath.
Yeah, Ozzy announced today that he needs to shut it down. He can't be on tour anymore, and he's going to be refunding the money for the shows that were coming up and everything. And, you know, I mean, I've been a fan of him as literally as long as I can remember. So, you know, what do you say? Gimme Five, Black Sabbath, Ozzy songs. There's so many to choose from. Maybe we'll have to do an hour of it. I don't think we can keep it down to just five, but whatever. We'll see how it goes, yeah.
You only had one job on today's show?
Right.
One American dollar.
Yay!
Coming up next.
Slugo
gets a chance to win a dollar.
Yeah.
And weird things that you say regularly in the 4 o'clock hour.
Holy Bible.
You say that?
Every once in a while, but mostly I realized when I got the butter out today. I don't know, because it's dumb, and I it amuses people when I say it.
Okay.
But I got butter out today, and I just looked at it, and I go, Land O' Lakes? And I'm like, why do I have to say that every time I get the Land O' Lakes butter out? So, I figure other people, I'm hoping... Do something
weird things
like
other
that?
People
yeah.
say regularly?
Yeah.
I assume so. So that's coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
That's what scientists call an instant classic Aussie's Nothing Feels Right. Kevin, did you see
that? Have you checked with scientists?
Yeah, there's one here in the studio. He's really drunk, but that's what he said. Okay. I don't know. Did you see what Ozzy posted today, dude?
I did. I saw that he's not going to tour anymore.
Yeah, I said this is probably one of the hardest things I've ever had to share with my loyal fans, but physical impairments basically keeping him from doing it at this point, which blows. And I mean, I'm glad he's going to take care of himself. But
you know what? Honestly, yeah, he hasn't been taking care of himself.
Right?
And
ever?
He does the type of show that you don't want to see him do. You don't want a weak Ozzy.
No, right?
You know
exactly.
What I mean? Like, or a lame Ozzy.
No.
So I think...
It's a brilliant move.
Think,
it's good for
yeah,
him.
Stepping out now is the best. But
Sharon, I don't want to quit, but I'll say I probably should. So can you let him know?
I was thinking for Gimme Five today, we should do all Black Sabbath slash, Ozzy songs. So if you have something you love, you got to have, be ready for the 5 o'clock Gimme Five, and it'll be all, we'll probably do an hour's worth, I'm thinking.
I need a dollar, a dollar is what I need, hey.
Hey, you didn't bring your recording of that beautiful song to New York City?
I didn't, so I figured I'd just sing it.
Well,
I was complaining.
Beautiful.
I was complaining a minute ago about what a baby I am about the cold temperatures. I don't like them. I never have.
No.
I grew up in Phoenix, and I moved to Los Angeles. Those are the two cities that I've lived in. I don't want it to be cold on Christmas Day. I love sunny and 70. I'm great with it.
I
know a lot of people disagree.
Lived in New York for a minute in the city, and the coldest it ever got was 17, and it was sleeting, and I was freezing my ass off. I'm like miserable. Everybody else is like, yeah, this is fine. Who cares? Big deal. Get over it, man. But
yeah, because it's worse than that sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Much worse. But I lucked out. I always had a really easy couple of winters, so whatever.
All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to ask you, you get six guesses to get four right. We're going to ask you for the coldest states in the United States.
Oh, man. Wow.
The
all right.
coldest states in the United States. It's the average temperature for the year.
Okay. All right. And this is one American dollar. It's brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. Spend an American dollar at Yamava. Maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit Yamava.com. Certainly not stalling for time as I think about, I got to say Minnesota first. That's my first guess.
That is correct.
Ah,
Minnesota
ding, ding, ding. Nice.
Is third.
Oh, third.
Mm-hmm.
Third.
Only third.
I lived in Alaska for a summer. I lived out in the tundra in the middle of nowhere, not maybe 3 hours north of Anchorage. That was fairly cold.
Alaska is number one.
Woo!
Well done. Ding,
come
ding,
on,
ding.
Alaska.
Two for two. All right. Now you're going to get two more.
Well, I'm not going to say where you're at yet. I'm going to go where Stephen King lives. I'm going to go with Maine. That seems pretty cold.
Maine is number four. Do you have this list?
No, I know what states to avoid. I don't go traipsing off to New York in February, man.
Three guesses, three correct.
I did hear just on the news the other day that Boston, Massachusetts is going to be dangerously
cold. Not a city, though.
Not right, but
city.
Massachusetts is, I wish I could never say Massachusetts.
Say it again.
Massachusetts.
I will not accept that as a guess. I need an American state.
Massachusetts. I don't know how to say it. Shut up. How do you say that?
One more time. Just say it one more time.
Massachusetts.
Incorrect.
Oh, it's no. Not, come on. Really?
No,
you're a bastard.
It's not one.
I've never
heard someone say it so poorly.
I have been mocked for my inability to pronounce that state most of my life.
You should be mocked.
Yeah.
That's the correct thing.
Yeah.
All right. So you have three correct and you have two more guesses.
I was offered a job in Chicago in 1996 and I was really close to taking it until they actually called me up one day and they said, you know, to sweeten the deal, we're going to throw in a parka. And it made me realize I'm going to need a parka to live in Chicago, Illinois. So I'm going to say Illinois.
Incorrect. You have one guess to get one right.
No. This is brutal. I was doing so well.
The coldest states in the United States by their average temperature.
North Dakota.
Let me look. North Dakota is two.
Woo!
Well done.
I got $1. I need me $1.
Oh. Number 10 is New Hampshire with an average temperature of 44.2.
Yuck.
That's the average over a year.
That's horrible.
Number
Humans
9
shouldn't
is Idaho.
Be there. Idaho.
I agree humans shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
That's why I'm complaining about it being 39 here.
Thank you.
In Wisconsin, that is number 8.
Right, okay.
44 degrees. Vermont is 7, 43.2.
Yikes.
Montana is 42.6.
Wow.
Wyoming is 42.3. We're just getting colder.
Yeah.
You got Maine, 41.9. Minnesota, 41.8. North Dakota, 41.1. And Alaska, 28.9.
Wow. I do check
20 degrees Alaska
I
winds by.
Check sometimes that town I lived in, and it'll be like 8 or minus 12. I'm like, nope.
What's the coldest you've ever been in?
17. That time 17. In New York. Yeah, I looked up. I was in Times Square actually going to work. I walk into work and I looked up and it said 17. I'm like, nope. I quit.
I was in Alaska in minus 25.
Whoa!
And it was ridiculous.
Wow. Yeah, I
and
only
I
go
had
to Alaska
everything
in the summer.
For warmth, everything on that I could for warmth that I froze.
I realized I had bought a big woman's coat when I moved to New York. It wasn't. Everybody's like, nice woman's coat. Stupid jerk.
It's like, you seem like a guy who's been in prison. Right? You been in prison?
No, I cannot answer that question right now, sir. Thank you.
You've been in prison.
No, I've never been in prison. There's a difference between prison and jail.
Jail. Yeah. You've been in jail.
What?
No, this is going to be prison.
Mm-hmm.
And here's how I assume things go. And I don't know because I've not been in prison either.
Liar.
When you get into the prison, don't you think the first thing people want to know is what you did?
Sure. Of course. Yep.
And don't you think they have like a ranking?
Oh,
like
of course.
Murderers everybody stays away from.
Mm-hmm. Or you make friends with.
Right, either way. But the seriousness of your crime is how seriously you're taken in prison, I would guess.
Totally agree.
In Tokyo,
Police
filed charges against a 44-year-old man who was accused of. Try and follow me here. I'm not doing word games. Try and follow this.
Okay.
In Tokyo,
Police
filed charges against a 44-year-old man. Illegal counterfeit anime girl huggy pillow cover trafficking.
One more time.
Illegal counterfeit anime girl huggy pillow cover trafficking.
Oh, you know what? I can follow that, and I'm afraid. I don't understand why I understand that. I shouldn't understand that. Nobody should. That's
well,
insane.
Maybe do you like anime? That makes sense if you like anime.
Anime gets you there, and then you've got the huggy pillow, which people love.
What's a huggy pillow?
Well, that's, you know, you sleep with it.
Hold
but
on,
some
hold
people...
on. It's a huggy pillow cover.
Yeah, look, well, that's another factor. So you've got the pillow that's kind of maybe like not necessarily shaped like a person, but sometimes it kind of is. And then the cover is actually with the face and the dress or the little not dress or no dress at all. And then I'm sure that some of those are copywritten. They're very specific ones, so if you're counterfeiting those, you are making ones that are not, and then you sell them to people at lower prices. That's crazy!
Have you been accused of this? Because you seem to know more than I do.
I
read the article.
I beat the charges, my friend. I beat the charges.
What do you think this guy says when he goes into prison? Because they're talking serious crime. Like, he's just going to walk in and put up his hand and go, bottom,
counterfeit
anime girl huggy pillow cover trafficking. And you know what? It's not even counterfeit. He bought them and then resold them online for hire.
Oh, so he didn't have the right to sell them. He didn't have the licensing. That's super lame. He didn't even make them. He didn't even buy them cheap from someone.
I wonder
someone.
If the huggy pillow has realistic love openings. Buzz, it is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister.
How are you at spelling, Sluggo?
I'm, weirdly pretty good at it now. It bugs me because the English language apparently originally was spell how you please. However it sounds right to you.
Oh, I wish those days still existed.
Yeah, right? But, now it's all about memorization. The rules make zero sense. Zero sense. So you just got to memorize how you're supposed to spell it. If you care.
Unfortunately, I am not good at spelling.
Right.
And on my Twitter account, people will count how many times I have to take it down because there's no edit button.
Yeah.
Why can't we have an edit button on Twitter?
You can send a man into space in a fake car, Elon. You can damn well give us an edit button.
And everybody goes, oh, no, you'll take down controversial stuff. People take pictures, screen caps all the time
exactly.
of that stuff. It exists regardless.
Exactly.
But we don't make spelling mistakes etched in stone. So you had one job. There is a new $11 billion Grand Central Madison terminal just opened last week here in New York.
You're in New York City, and you're picking up on the East Coast stories now.
Yes, because it's hilarious, because I've misspelled so many words, and people will just reply, you know, question mark, or Kevin,
right.
or...
What are you trying to say now, you fool?
Then I have to take it down.
Right.
Well, they etched a quote into the stone.
Into stone.
Yeah, so you would think that that person...
Get it right.
Would get all the words right. Like, that would be important if you're etching
into a stone. And here in 2023, it's pretty easy to spell check, you know, especially if you're going to do it in stone. You might want to quadruple check. Easy to do.
It's insane that this happened, but they put up a quote by Georgia O'Keefe, and I don't even know who that is, 1928. she was a painter, and she was painting skyscrapers.
Sure, okay.
And people were complaining that they didn't look like the real thing. And she said, this is the quote that's etched into the wall.
Yeah.
One can't paint New York as it is, but rather as it is felt.
Well, great quote. That's a really good quote.
So they etched that quote into stone.
Yeah.
And Georgia O'Keefe's last name has two F's at the end.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
And they only put one. They etched one F in there. I don't know how you fix that.
Are you guys missing an F? I found this F over here in stone. You
how
need
do
an
you
F?
Fix
you don't.
Stone?
You do not.
You can't leave that up.
No, no, no. Wow.
You have to put a whole new stone in and have a re-etch everything.
I haven't heard of this one. I know the original are two Fs. Wow, that's so sad. That's lame.
Yeah,
that is
weak.
You
had one job. Have our AC/DC shirt on again today?
I do. I had to look. I wasn't even sure. I am always wearing a damn AC/DC shirt.
Yes, you are.
Love that band.
It's 95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. What else do you do, Sluggo? That's interesting. We're going to take calls on this.
Holy Bible. I say weird things to myself on a regular basis. I open up the fridge.
You say Holy Bible?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Hold up.
Yeah.
It's not in place of cursing, because some people will say things... to not curse?
I think in a way it is, but like my wife will say Jiminy Crickets on a regular basis. just to keep it G-rated, or, you know, like around her parents was originally. Well, I think it was like originally around her parents, you know, or around the kids, our friends' kids, and that sort of thing. And then it just stuck, you know. It's just sort of like, well, you know, I have this G-rated version of a naughty
thing.
What
is Holy Bible? What does that mean?
Because instead of Holy S, it's just funny because to say...
I didn't finish it.
No, I know. I didn't. Yeah, no. So okay. I think that was originally how it kind of got started.
Wow.
And then you just sort of, like, I open up the fridge and I'm going to have some waffles, you know, and I'm going to put some butter on it, and it's Lando Lakes. And I just have to say to myself, Lando Lakes.
Like you're cursing?
Well, just like it's an expression. It's like a stupid...
It's not an expression. It's
no,
the
it
name
isn't.
Of a butter.
No, it's like an expression. It isn't actually an expression. It's similar to an expression. And I just, okay. I mean, do you not say anything weird? Like when you were keeping it clean around your kids, which would be nice for you to do occasionally, did you... What did you say? Did you ever have any...
I didn't. I just was good at avoiding cursing around.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't great.
Some
I
reason
perfect.
When I say, I will say, God bless America, land that I love, home of the brave and free, instead of the usual GD, which I do plenty. I throw that out as well.
Wow, that's a whole paragraph.
Exactly. It gets the frustration out, you know? You sort of move through the frustration of the moment with this ridiculous phrase. I don't know.
All right.
Yeah.
So we're talking about people who are broken. Give us a call. 818-955-KLOS. I don't think I do that.
No.
I can't.
Really?
I'm sure during this hour, somebody will say something.
Right. Your parents never did, or your grandparents never had some bizarre thing they would say on a regular basis that was some sort of... Didn't even make sense.
Not,
phrase.
Not that it's coming to mind, but I assume that there are a lot of people who have it.
Right.
So give us a call at 818-955-KLOS if you have a problem. You can help.
God bless America, land that I love, home of the brave and free. Something I say on a regular basis when I'm upset about something, and I don't know why.
That's super odd.
It is kind of weird.
It's really strange because you also curse.
Oh, I do. I and it's hard on the radio to not, man. Wow.
Sure, we know that from 5 minutes ago.
What? What are you talking about? I don't know what you're saying, sir.
KLOS, hello.
I have two little kids, and they go, what the? And I'm like...
Oh, yeah. What the?
What the?
Yeah, that's a good one. Do you ever ask them to fill in the? Like, what are they saying? What
no,
are you
I actually tell them not to say it.
Well, good luck with that. We're all counting on you.
Exactly, yeah.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS. Weird phrases you catch yourself saying?
God bless America and the horse she rode in on.
Ah, really? You go down the God bless America road, too?
Yeah. And I don't know why she rode in on a horse, but that's just what I say.
I like that ending. That's a better ending than mine. I might steal it from you.
Okay, you can.
Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Weird phrases that you keep saying. This phone topic, I have no time for because I don't, what's happening?
I don't know. Trying to be G-rated. I don't know.
Well, no, you're not, though.
You're right. It doesn't even make sense.
I don't understand it.
I don't either.
You do it.
Fine. Hello, KLOS.
I'm with you. I say God bless America, but I'm a teacher.
My parents were both teachers, too. I'm starting to think maybe that's where I got it from, because you got to keep it clean around the kids, right?
Yep, and one of my kids actually called me on it this year. He's like, what do you mean, God bless America? And then he goes, oh, I know what you were going to say.
Exactly, right? That's funny.
Is Kevin going to be working broadcasting from home like his old partner?
He's only doing it this week, and then he's back in studio. And I am looking forward to that day very much.
I'm not.
How dare you? And thank you for calling.
All right. Awesome. Thanks, Linda.
Right on. Hi, KLOS. What's that weird phrase you're always saying?
Growing up, my dad was a teacher at a Catholic high school. And when stuff went awry, he would say, son of a biscuit.
I guess teachers really do have to come up with some acceptable to them substitutions.
Yeah, he was an athletic director, and he worked with a lot of people out on the field playing football and baseball and all the above.
Right.
So,
son of a biscuit.
He had to clean it up a little bit.
That is awesome, man. Thank you for calling. Hi, KLOS. What's that weird phrase you're always saying?
Lord God, Jesus, baby in a manger.
That's a full-on verse.
saying it, though.
How long have you been throwing that one out?
A couple of years. I think we heard it on SNL.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's, the, you know, when you hear something on a show, it really sticks sometimes. I know I have a load of stuff that, oh, that's shiny from, you know, Firefly and stuff like that to describe stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS. That weird phrase you're always saying.
Kirk tweets, my mom used to say son of a biscuit eater, too.
Oh, really?
That seems weird. To be a popular one.
Yeah. That and God Bless America, which is nice. It's very patriotic.
It's not meant, but it's nice.
Exactly. So this guy was telling me on the phone just a second ago about his grandma who had a weird phrase that sounds kind of familiar. What was it?
I'll be at my grandma's and she run around. Oh, Judas Priest. I asked my mom, why is grandma running around yelling Judas Priest? She doesn't even know the band. And then my mom told me what it was. Or, so that was what my grandma did. It was kind of comical when I found out.
That's funny. That reminds me. My mom actually, I brought home a Judas Priest record.
Right.
And my mom was like, when she saw it, and she didn't care. She knew I listened.
She was like, Priest!
Rock rules! No, she looked at it, and the first time she saw it, and she goes, you know, Judas Priest used to be a really nasty thing to say when I was a kid. Like, you would not say that.
Really?
But, yeah. And I guess, you know, it was like a swear because Judas, you know, the whole
story. Sure.
Yeah, so I'm like, really? It's a rock band now? She's like, I don't think I care for modern times.
Did you teach her about Judas Priest or no?
Well, she heard it a lot, so she certainly... Okay. Dude, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Hi, KLOS. What's the weird phrase you're always saying?
Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
I know someone who says that on a regular basis, actually.
Not me. That's not me. Hello, KLOS.
Becca may have reached to.
Excuse me?
I was a teen to come up with something that I could say, and then all it is Gaelic for see you later.
Oh, and it sounds really nasty. And,
but you can really get that Becca may in there when you're really bad. But Sekamayarishtu works whether you stub your own toe or you're about ready to turn around and stare at the whiteboard and roll your eyes up to the back of your head.
Which happens on a regular basis, I'll bet.
Yes.
818-955-KLOS, that weird phrase you're always saying, like?
Sekamayarishtu.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yeah, baby.
Listen, you know how you're going along, you're having a normal day, and mm-hmm. then you hear a piece of information, mm-hmm. and it just lightens the load. Everything is better.
Sure.
The air is cleaner.
Yeah. Like you win the lottery, or grandma is healed up, or whatever.
Or Dr. Phil retires.
What? Dr. Phil's retiring?
After 21 years, I hate that guy so much.
Me too! Hooray!
First of all, not a doctor.
No!
He's not a licensed doctor, Dr. Phil. And he also loves to give those ridiculous, stupid Midwestern, I'm just a cowboy using my Midwestern knowledge to
usually
make you look dumb.
Gets it wrong, too. You know what's really weird, Kevin? We happen to have a collection of those really dumb ones right here.
Please.
How weird is that?
We're going to go down there and have a donkey barbecue, and I'm going to furnish the ad. Did somebody write stupid on my forehead? Well, I don't care how flat you make a pancake. It's got two sides.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
I think I'd be madder than a wet hen myself.
She's just cute as a speckled pup.
You can just come in on a load of turnips. I get that.
I'm a pretty good judge of horse flesh.
It's like nailing Jell-O to the wall. I'm just going to call a spade a damn shovel.
He is responsible for dumbing down this fine country
he
of
sure
ours.
Sure is. Daytime Come TV on. Is a better place right now.
Because no more Phil! Yay! Hey, we're going to do that in just a matter of moments. Another KLOS free ride.
And it's going to be all Ozzy or Black Sabbath.
Yes. Starting at 5.
Decision that he's not going to be able to tour any longer.
Yeah.
Kind of a bummer.
Yeah, he's throwing in the towel, unfortunately, so I thought we should do a hell of a lot of Black Sabbath, and you're on board with that, right?
Listen, this... Yeah, of course.
Hey, speaking of, here's one that actually matters, a retirement that actually matters. You know, Ozzy threw in the towel today.
Yes, as far as touring, yes.
Boo, yeah. He said he's going to continue recording the music, which is great, because, man, the stuff he's been turning out lately has been
his
awesome.
His new album is great.
Yes. So yeah. I thought we should do Gimme 5 in a few minutes with all Ozzy and Black Sabbath. What do you think?
I love it.
All right, so what do you got? 818-955-KLOS, or you can tweet at us.
At Kevin and Sluggo.
Do that next on KLOS. Give me five. You like my singing, Kevin? Oh, I like your singing. You know, I'm thinking you and I are such great singers, we could probably fill in for Ozzy. Like, he's decided he has to, you know, follow his doctor orders and stop doing this. But I thought we would do five, at least, Ozzy songs on Give Me Five tonight. Ozzy Live in 1987. That is Children of the... Hold on a second. We got a request for that. I'm trying to find it here really quick. Children of the Grave as requested by... It was actually requested by a band, which is super cool. They've vanished now. I can't find it. Damn it. But you know who you are. You requested it.
Yes, you do.
That's what we're doing tonight because he is finally... So here we go. I'm sorry. I really wanted to find it. Initial Mass Band here in Los Angeles requested Children of the Grave. So I thought it'd be kind of fun to throw on the live Iron Man combo plate there. But Ozzy just today said that he has to retire from touring. And, you know, he's not going to retire from music, making music. So that's a damn good thing. So I thought for the Give Me Five tonight, we decided we're going to do all Ozzy and Black Sabbath.
And let everybody down the line know we're running long. All our affiliates, let them know. We're running long.
Those of you in Poughkeepsie, be ready to go until at least 6 o'clock tonight with us.
On Twitter, TheGunnet11 says my personal Black Sabbath song is definitely War Pigs, and my favorite Ozzy solo song is probably Bark at the Moon.
Well, here's Bark at the Moon, then, and we'll get to War Pigs very soon on 95.5 KLOS.
That was Paranoid for Johnny King on Twitter.
Well done, Johnny King. Great suggestion. So here's what Ozzy said today. This just came out today. After 3 operations, stem cell treatments, endless physical therapy sessions, and most recently, groundbreaking HAL treatment, my body is still physically weak. And he wanted to thank his family, his band, his crew, his longtime friends, Judas Priest, and of course, my fans, and their endless dedication, loyalty, and support for giving me the life that I never dreamt I would have. I love you all. But he's saying that he has to refund all the tickets and not tour anymore, which, I mean, you know, this day had to come at some point. Yeah. I think it's wise of him to, you know, back off. I remember one of the last things we were going to do before the lockdown was at the Viper Room, and it was going to be Ozzy. And I couldn't wait.
Oh.
I couldn't wait. I was so excited. I'm going to be in the same damn tiny room.
Stupid pandemic.
But he, you know, wisely backed out because at that point in time, he's like, I can't afford to, you know, risk it. So that's what's going on. And tonight on the Gimme Five, it is 5 or 6 or 8 or an hour's worth of Ozzy songs and Black Sabbath.
Can we play another song?
Yeah, one of my absolute favorites. I love this one. I Don't Know from Blizzard of Oz on 95.5 KLOS. As far as I'm concerned, basically the voice of the radio station, Ozzy Osbourne. It is all about him and Black Sabbath on our Gimme Five tonight, which is going to be more than Gimme Five. We're going to keep going until at least 6. And we're having some exciting phone problems here, some exciting phone issues. So we're really taking him for sure on Twitter. You can tweet us. We are at Kevin and Sluggo. It is all about Ozzy tonight because, Kevin, what do we say? Can't say celebrating the fact that he's throwing in the towel.
No, it's a bummer that he can't tour anymore, but he's still going to make music.
Which is a really good news, because I love the new stuff. But I also love the old stuff like that one, Blended Emotions. What a great suggestion. Blended suggested Sweet Leaf and gave us a great picture of Ozzy holding, what is that, about 1.5 pounds, maybe?
It looks like it, yeah.
Marijuana? That is nice. That's nice. So what do you got? Kevin, you got a tweet for tonight?
Squint Salinas on Twitter wants to hear Planet Caravan.
Oh, I love that song. And I see that, Squints, you are tweeting at us from Montebello. Happy to play it at you. Here is Planet Caravan. All right, this is a word I've rarely said in my life. Touchdown! That's the word you need to text right now to 68683. If you want to hang out with KLOS in Vegas for the big game, we're going to put you up at the Sahara Las Vegas. We're going to get you reserve seating at Chicky and Pete's to watch the big game, give you some cash to buy some food, credit, actually, to buy some food and beverages. So text it right now, touchdown. You know, it's one word, to 68683. Continuing, all about Ozzy and Black Sabbath. Here's a live version now of Flying High again, which we're not going to hear anymore, which is a sick bummer. My parents once got mad at me for playing with my record player, but speeding it up there at the end. I had to explain to them that, no, it's okay. That's how the song ends. Ozzy did it. I didn't do it.
Yell at Ozzy.
All right. Well, it's Give Me Five, and it's been like 12 instead. And who was that for? War Pigs. Who was it for, Kevin?
That was for Pat in Pasadena.
Well done, Pat. I think we have time for just one more.
I don't think we have time for one.
We don't have time for them, but I don't care. We're going to do one more.
All right.
Commercials be damned. Here you go. Ozzy on KLOI. Penalty is the word you need to text right now to 68683 because we want to send you to Las Vegas for the big game. You're going to hang out at the Sahara Las Vegas with a two-night stay. We'll also get you reserved seating at Chickie and Pete's to watch the big game. We'll throw you $500 in beverage and food credit as well. And you can join the KLOS party in Las Vegas if you win and you need to get in on the little contest by texting penalty right now. 68683. Good luck. Hey, you're waiting for a keyword, aren't you? A keyword that can get you the keys to the kingdom, or at least a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas to get you reserved seating for Chickie and Pete's to watch the big game. I'm going to throw you some money as well if you win this contest. So here's the deal. You got to text the word cheerleader. Cheerleader, right this second, to 68683. That'll get you in on the contest, and we'll let you know later whether or not you win. Good luck. It's cheerleader to 68683 right now. Steve Perry performed live with Journey for the last time on this day in rock in 1987 during the Raised on Radio tour. It was in Anchorage, Alaska.